5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back, Hooligans. We've been off for a few days because of, well, March Madness. We were happy to step aside for that on Friday. And, of course, yesterday, strange schedule, different than we're used to, where it's normally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But this time around, we're going play-in games were Thursday. We did the start of the tournament Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then, Monday finished it up. So we'll be moving on to the Sweet 16. And we'll get to all of the March Madness recap Friday. That was a good time watching the game with some Hooligans and some great people there in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. But first and foremost, there's never a way to say this anymore. I mean, you can say, oh, it puts it into perspective. And you can say those things, right, about what happened yesterday in Boulder with the shooting that claimed 10 innocent lives. You can sit here and say all you want about, well, it puts sports in perspective. Sports should always be in perspective. This is a fun show. We have fun on this program. We are going to continue on Colfax Talking Sports today. We are going to push out our Top Text Tuesday. I for one, think it's always important in these cases to, yes, acknowledge what happened, talk about what happened, and if that's where you guys want to go, sure. But I also think you tune into this show at 12 o'clock, whether you were already listening to KFK, I don't know why you changed the dial, or you're just popping in to catch the whole show, you tune in, hopefully you tune in for, you know, your favorite sports talk and the jokes, of course, Colfax. But those of you that are saying thoughts and prayers, the only thing I'm going to say to that, and this is coming from a guy who really tries to make that a part of my life, stop and do it. Shut the door, sit alone, and truly do it. Instead of posting and sharing, and right now, you know, hey, I could have been, I went shopping yesterday, and we all did. We all go shop. We all do that stuff. It's all I'm asking today. And I know everybody's, you know, you're either going to take a political strike here, you're going to have a political agenda, or you want to be sad. That's fine, too. Do what you do. Whatever it is that helps you get through these things. But if you're posting thoughts and prayers, do it. Actually stop right now. Pull over on the side of the road to a safe location. Get into your office. Shut the door. And I don't care, you know, whatever it is you do, whether it's praying or just thinking about the victims, about the families, about the phone calls they received, the doorknobs that were the doorbells that were rung at a late hour to notify a family that their loved one had died. So that's what I would do. You know, that's I always see this, and I see people get frustrated. I'm tired of people posting it. Okay, post it, but do it. In fact, do it. Post it, whatever. Do what you want to do. But there's no way for me to get on this show and talk about, you know, try to do them justice, the victims justice. I'm certainly not going to talk about the shooter. Not going to do that at all. I'm certainly not going to take a political slant in this. A terrible person did something terrible. That's where I'm going with it. And the rest can be sorted out later, I suppose. But that's my suggestion, Colfax, is if you're going to post that stuff, if you're going to say it, I'm all for it. I believe in it. But how often do you actually stop, put the computer away, put the phone away, put everything away, put your work away, put your cares away, whatever it is you were coming into work or whatever it is you were going to do today, put it away for however long, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, an hour, I don't know. But take the time to concentrate on it. Think about what it really means. Not that you would want to put yourself in that position, but I certainly did, Colfax. I certainly did. And I put my family in that position, or me in that position, and I just think of how terrified folks were. And then obviously to receive that phone call, the phone call you never, ever want to receive. Feels weird talking about basketball, but I can't imagine the Colorado men's basketball team. Coach Boyle obviously knew about this. He didn't talk about it with his teammates before the game, but Colfax, they all have cell phones. They all have Twitter. They no doubt knew about this. How do you go focus on a basketball game? I mean, they lose to Florida State 71-53. I'm not making excuses or anything, but I don't know how you do it as a person, let alone a younger person that's in college battling all the personal stuff you've got to battle in college. But here's Tad Boyle after the game. And again, Tad Boyle is one of the greatest coaches college basketball has to offer. Here's Tad Boyle.
You know, before we talk about this basketball game, you know, and I thought about this in the locker room before the game, how the events that took place in Boulder, Colorado today, and I don't have any details other than to know that it was a tragic situation. You know, it puts basketball in its proper place. And win or lose tonight, I felt an emptiness in my stomach, another senseless act of violence that we've experienced as a country many, many times. And so it puts this game in perspective. It certainly puts losing in perspective. But even if we would have won this game and celebrated going to the Sweet 16, it would have put a damper on it. So my heart goes out to the families that were affected and those that lost their lives. Again, I don't know any details. I don't know how many or what the situation was. We got an alert on our phones, you know, about an hour or so before we came to the arena. I decided not to address it with our team, because I wanted their, you know, but I know a lot of them saw it, and they didn't have details either. So anyway, with that being said, I'll take any questions about the basketball game.
I don't think there's anybody, and if there is, they shouldn't be. I don't think you should be arguing whether or not Tad should have discussed this with his team. They all got alerts. They all knew what was going on. And I don't think that it makes you lesser, like you don't care about this story as much if you just said, well, I wanted them to focus on the game. At the end of the day, you're playing a game. You're still going to have to go out there on the floor, and you're still going to have to play that game. Maybe not talking about it in that moment was maybe what this team needed. You know, I remember Isaiah Thomas, former Boston Celtic, right, when he lost his sister. The same year I lost my brother. And he went out and played a basketball game, and it was so emotional that after the game, all the emotions poured out of him. So maybe before the game, he didn't want anybody to talk to him about that situation. He wanted to just get into whatever he was doing. And again, not everybody has that luxury, but they did at that moment. And I think that at that point, Tad Boyle did exactly what you should do. All right, you got the alert. You're an hour before the tip-off or whatever, before you get to the arena. And, you know, go about your business. Let's get through this together, and then we'll talk about it after the fact. And then I don't know if you saw the embrace that Coach Boyle and McKinley Wright had. Obviously, they've been together for 4 years. Was it that? Was it what happened in Boulder too? Probably a good mix of everything. You know, McKinley Wright is one of the good ones, and I even feel like I didn't really purely take advantage, I suppose, of this great basketball player that you have in Colorado. And I certainly think people tend to take, you know, Coach Boyle for granted, for sure. But look, he's a sensational coach. This has been a sensational team that's been really fun to watch. I think Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, has said it best, that, you know, you're in the golden age of Colorado basketball. You were. Hope maybe you still are. There's some really good players. Keyshawn Bartholomew hopefully kind of takes up that role from McKinley. Those are extremely tough shoes to fill. But, you know, I think they're high on him, too. The Buffs make it to the second round. I don't know how you go about a basketball game or anything like that. But, again, these guys do this. But rough day for sure. Terrible day. And, it, you know, we talk sports here. We get into a little bit of everything today. And we are. We talked about at Colfax whether we wanted to do a Top Text Tuesday today. I think we do. And you guys, we can get goofy. We can get silly. I don't care. I think that's sometimes a good thing to be doing. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. I almost forgot the text line, Colfax, because we've been out for so long.
Feels like a week. It's only been 4 days.
Do you feel like you're destined for the roof at this point?
Yeah. I will be on the roof at some point with my sign that I have now held on to for what will be 3 years.
I'm sorry, man.
I lost.
There was a part of me that was rooting for you because I was like, man, that could be a really fun thing. I'm on the roof this time. But you had the Jayhawks
Winning. I did. I was the only one in our in our group.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I mean, I took Texas to go to the championship.
Okay.
And Jayhawks were a 3 seed. After they struggled Friday, was it Saturday, with Eastern Washington, Big Sky team, I started to worry about you.
Yeah.
At that point, I thought, uh-oh, Golbs.
Well, thanks for thinking about me.
I tried. I'm still in it. I don't know that I can actually win this thing, but I do think that you'll be on the roof.
Yeah.
At least at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, my Final Four almost busted out. Houston was down big time the other night. Offensive rebound. Yeah, that's what I've learned in college basketball. Obviously, you got to have good shooting. You got to have good passing, good camaraderie and all, good coaching. If you can offensively rebound the basketball, you are going to win a lot of college games. That's what I've noticed. Houston's making this 10-point comeback, and they just continue to crash the boards offensively. They never stop. I mean, I always wonder why teams don't push harder at that. Because how many times do you see a defensive player bring down the board, but they kind of just bring it down softly? You know, if you're never, you can pop that ball. I saw it with Houston so often. I don't know if you really call that an offensive rebound, but that plus just crashing the boards. So it's been a weird tournament. How about Oregon? They advanced in their first game because of COVID. I said this, and everybody said, no, they're going to be so tight on this that, you know, no one's going to mess this up. First, we had a first-round game, and Oregon got the pass right off the bat and advanced. So it's even as tournaments go, because March Madness is always like this, but this is definitely one of the crazier ones, isn't it? I mean, and we kind of expected that just because of the year we had. And other than Gonzaga, it was like, oh, this is wide open. Who knows? So I suppose we should have kind of expected this. McLean texting in on the First Advantage text line. I don't know if you could ever pay a first responder enough for what they do. Amazing people risk their lives for their community. Yeah, the police officer that, I mean, Colfax, there's just a different level of bravery, a different type of person. First responders, military, it's something, Colfax, that I certainly don't have, and they're just cut from this different cloth, but it truly, you're exactly right, McLean. That's a damn fine text here, and we can certainly go that route today, too. You know, what's on your mind as far as this goes, in this terrible, terrible process, in this terrible day in Colorado. And Colfax, let me just say one more thing before we go to a commercial break. A lot of people keep saying, hey, Colorado, we're better than this. Colorado is better than this. It's not Colorado. Those are people. Those are people that screwed up. People that did something terrible. All these cases that we're documenting today and saying, we're better than this, Colorado. We're better than this. You and I listening right now, we are better than this. Let's not take a criminal and compare him to Colorado and say, we're better than this, Colorado. I know a lot of you are talking about legislation and all that stuff. That's where you're going with this. But don't you dare make this, don't you dare divide it down the middle and say, we're better than this, Colorado. We need to prevent this. Yeah, we would love to. It's like I've always said this, Colfax, when we're marching and trying to end racism over the summer. I said, while you're at it, end hate. That would have taken care of this bad boy too, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, it's out there. Yes, there's got to be something we can try to come to the table on and figure out, sure. But I don't know when that day is, and I don't know how that looks. But you can start by not pretending that this person represents the state of Colorado. That's what we can start doing today, 19 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, boy, what did we miss? The Broncos have a freaking defense now, man. All they need is an inside linebacker, and they might be a top five defense. So that begs the Power to Play Sports poll question. What would you like to see the Broncos do with pick number 9? Inside linebacker, quarterback, or now a safety or other? I don't have that option because it's not an option. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air. And that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week this week. This one's from Breckenridge Brewing in Littleton. Juice Drop Hazy IPA. That's a long name there, Colfax. You know, I'm hearing the longer the name, the better the beer. Is that right?
Sure.
Is that a saying?
Yeah, why not?
Is that something?
The funnier the name, at least, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I think
so. A lot
so.
Of times.
You pick up selections from Breckenridge or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Also, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver. Bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey available only at On the Rocks Liquor. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, 478-1301. So, you know what was funny, Colfax? We were talking a lot about, like Jerry Jeudy and some of these players, like even Dalton Reisner and some of these guys talking about Drew Locke as their quarterback, Kareem Jackson, who's no longer with the team, as there potentially comes back. We'll see. I didn't think there was a way that was going to happen, but apparently that could still happen. But they were all kind of these lukewarm, yeah, like even Dalton Reisner, who's the nicest dude in the world, and we love having him on the show, but even he's like, well, yeah, he's my quarterback for now. He's my guy. Until he's not. I'm going to be fighting for him until he's not. You know, like Jerry Jeudy, Kareem Jackson. Hey, love Drew Locke, but man, just Watson, man. Shelby Harris, can I say that he's becoming my favorite Bronco? Can I just say this? Can I get this out of the way now? I'm so happy we got him back. And we got to talk about the Justin Simmons deal. And apparently, I mean, we got the best cornerback trio. Maybe, what's after trio? What do we call
it? I don't know.
What do we call that?
Quad. Just a quad.
Quad. We got the best corner quad.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. I think we have the best because Michael O.J. Moody is a rook from last year, but I think he's going to get better. Unfortunately, that means we're not going to draft Patrick Surtain. All right. I digress. Here's Shelby Harris. He says, Drew has all the tools, great arm, and he can put the ball in some crazy places. Shelby Harris said during a press conference last week after signing his 3-year contract. He's mobile and smart. He needs the reps. You expect instant results, and that's the problem with the world today. You expect instant results, and things take time. If the Packers would have given up on Brett Favre right away, or if the Broncos would have given up on John Elway right away, there would be none of them. With Drew, he struggled at times, but you see the flashes that makes everyone excited. He's my quarterback, and I'm going to ride for my guy. He can be great. We believe in him. I really believe that he is going to take that next big step this year. Shelby Harris. Now, on Twitter, he was a little more, he was more along the lines of blankety blank. That's my guy. Like, stop it. But this is, I mean, whether we like Drew Locke or we hate him, we want him to go away, this is what you want to see. Because you know what's going to help Drew Locke is confidence. And guys like Shelby Harris, star players for this team, instilling that confidence might help. I don't know. I just liked what I read. Because I'm seeing all this stuff about Baker Mayfield, who certainly had some ups and downs, especially considering where he was drafted. And his team is like, we wouldn't take Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield. I mean, that's kind of a crazy thought, right? But this team that's behind you, you kind of feel like you can do anything. Here's what's interesting, though, Colfax. When you and I first talked about this story 2 weeks ago, there was one lawsuit filed against Deshaun Watson. Do you know what the number is now?
Last I saw, there was 12.
A 14th lawsuit. And I'm actually hearing that there's 23 possible. Like, we could get up to 23. A 14th, like, this does, that's not even, now we're getting, like, in really bizarre. Now, Colfax, you're almost in this territory of, there's so many, that can't be just an elaborate joke. And they, this is a serious deal. And there's no way in hell Deshaun Watson is going to be a Bronco. There's no way in hell this guy's going to leave Houston before 2021 is up. Now, this could all dissolve. Innocent until proven guilty. But it's starting to look pretty scary here for Deshaun Watson. Sarah Barship of ESPN writes, a 14th lawsuit
alleging a sexual assault and inappropriate conduct was filed against Deshaun Watson by a woman who says she believes Houston Texans quarterback is a serial predator. The lawsuit, which was filed Monday night and appeared on the Harris County District Clerk's website Tuesday morning, alleges that Watson assaulted and harassed plaintiff by exposing himself to her and touching her with his penis. The incident allegedly took place in California, just the second of the 14 allegations to take place outside the Houston area. They all seem to be massage therapists at this stage. The traveling massage therapist alleges that when she arrived at the address Watson gave her, he led her to a room and locked the doors behind him. After Watson allegedly forced plaintiff's hand onto his penis, during the massage, he allegedly told her, "I will not have you sign an NDA, but don't ever talk about this." The plaintiff also alleges that Watson reached out on Instagram in December acting as if nothing had happened. I mean, certain people think that this whole thing is being crafted up in Houston, that this is like even ownership is with this Busby lawyer, that they're friends and that they're crafting this thing up. That's pretty bizarro world to me, Colfax. In this day and age, how do you, if that leaks out that Houston had anything to do with this and talking to this attorney, the entire ownership, management, everybody at Houston's gone. We blow the entire thing up. Colfax, 14 cases. When do you start going, listen, I don't know, man, but I'm out. Aren't the Broncos at that point? I would imagine every team's at that point.
Yeah, certainly at this point.
I mean, we had the Von Miller situation was like, hey, we're not going to get this deal done until after we know what's going on there. That was one instance. This is 14. What was this, Colfax? Did we get
breaking news?
Do I have breaking news? Is this a Dixon breaking news? If I'm wrong about this. Wow, I can't even keep up anymore, man. We can't take days off shows. No more days off, Colfax. No more days off. We can't do it. Is this true? Do we have Kareem Jackson news?
I got something on Broncos wire here.
What do we got?
Pulling up the headline. Da-da-da. Broncos re-signed
safety.
Are
you kidding me?
Kareem Jackson to 1-year deal.
To a 1-year deal? This is the best defense in the NFL. Let's go. Kareem Jackson. They tried to re-sign him to get him to take a little bit of a pay cut. He didn't. He was officially listed a free agent. I thought, no way in hell. I have people on Twitter that I owe apologies to. Tom, I'm looking at you out there, my man. I said, no way. Our poll question was, what's the bigger loss on Thursday? Kareem Jackson or Philip Lindsay? And I had a listener say, hey, he's not gone. And I said, he's absolutely gone. I didn't think they could afford him. Here we are. All right, we'll get more details on that. Dixon says, Brady, has Tanner asked for a raise yet? Watching him sweat and bounce around as his FanDuel account kept getting drained Friday was pure entertainment. Yeah, Friday was a good time at the Eaton Country Club at McCarty's Grill.
Absolutely.
We had a lot of hooligans coming out, hanging out, having a good time.
It was stressful.
Oh, so stressful. That first game was like intense. It was intense. It was a lot of fun, though. We're going to try to do more and more of those things as we go here. Noob. All right, let's read this real quick, and then we'll break. As people know, I'm not a CU fan. Noob is a CSU fan, for those of you wondering. I think he wore all of his Rams stuff that he came out Friday, which was cool to see him. See him out somewhere else other than the den. Brady, how do you know he's there? Because he tweets it all. He texts it all the time. I've never seen him there, okay? He says, but I am a father and a husband and a friend. So watching the game last night, my heart went out to those young men for fighting with everything they had with the horrible tragedy that happened in their community and our state. So in my book, those men are winners. Yeah. Absolutely, Noob. Yeah. I love that. 34 minutes after the hour. Zach Stevens coming up next. We're going to talk Broncos, if he can. I mean, Kareem Jackson news just broke. I can't keep up anymore. I'm telling you, inside linebacker, draft him at number 9. Let's go get him. Let's get it done. Let's have the best defense in the NFL and then just call it a day. I think that would be just all right. All right, let's take a break first, though. 34 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
39 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Well, our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day did have a safety in it. Which position would you like to see the Broncos draft at number 9? Inside linebacker, quarterback, or safety? Well, every single day, almost, it seems like a position of need gets eliminated. And another one just did, because Kareem Jackson signing back with the Denver Broncos. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining us now. Zach, we were off for a few days with March Madness, and the Broncos are like a completely different team since Thursday.
Yes, they are, Brady. The Broncos are having a little March Madness of their own. When the tournament got rolling on Saturday, George Payton goes out, signs all-pro cornerback Kyle Fuller. Then today goes and adds all-pro safety Kareem Jackson. And the incredible thing is, one of these guys potentially could have got $14.5 million combined, or just themselves on the open market. Wouldn't have been surprised to see Kyle Fuller go get that. But instead, George Payton gets both of these guys back for $14.5 million, both on one-year deals, but only going to cost the team $14.5 million. In fact, Brady, just Kareem Jackson, if the Broncos would have picked up his contract option last week and kept him on the team on his original deal, his cap hit would have been $13 million. Now you get both of these guys for $14.5 million.
All right, Zach, we're getting a lot of listeners texting in about the one-year deals. You're seeing this throughout the NFL, but that's because the salary cap's going to be moving around after this season, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of veterans, especially guys that want to still cash in one more time, don't want to take a discount for multiple years now. So that's why you're seeing Kareem come back for five million. Why you're seeing Kyle Fuller only sign for $9.5 million? It's because of these. It's more prove it years, when instead of getting a long term deal this offseason, which you would typically see from a veteran, because of the COVID and the salary cap going down, it's because of that.
Interesting. All right, so Kareem Jackson. Zach, I got to be honest. When they didn't pick up the option, I thought Kareem was gone. Actually, I was arguing on Twitter and social media about the fact, no, he's not coming back. This is over, because they're going to try to go elsewhere with this money. But the way George Payton has done everything, it made it a little bit easier. Was this ever in doubt, or was this kind of like a Shelby Harris situation from last year?
It was exactly that. It was a Shelby Harris situation from last year, and it wasn't. What it was in doubt. Now the Broncos always kept that line of communication open, but said, you can go test the market. They tried to negotiate with Kareem before they declined his option and tried to get a restructure back, but Kareem didn't want to take a discount. So the Broncos said, you know what, Kareem, we really like you, but why don't you go see what the market is like for yourself? Just like Shelby Harris last year, he found out the market wasn't as lucrative. He knows Vic Fangio's system. He's probably going to have the most success for a one-year deal in Vic Fangio's system, now getting to play next to Justin Simmons again. And now have a Pro Bowl cornerback with him to pair with Bryce Callahan and Ronald Darby. This is something where all of these guys can look really good this year. And then Kareem, that'll only help him and his value for after this season.
All right, so I'm looking at this depth chart now. You locked up your safeties. We can talk about the long-term deal with Justin Simmons, but you got at least Kareem for the next year. You locked up your safeties. You got to love your corners. And honestly, well, Ronald Darby, Kyle Fuller, Bryce Callahan, all top-tier guys. And Michael Oje Mudia was a rookie last year, made strides. So we're calling it a four quad instead of a trio, I think. Four quad? I like that.
Exactly.
You got Vaughn back for the year. Bradley Chubb. On paper, everything looks pretty damn good. Shelby Harris there, inside linebacker. Does that now become the number 9 pick for the Broncos?
It could, but the Broncos could also still address inside linebacker during free agency. They still have $27 million in cap space with the way they did Justin's deal, with the way they did Darby's deal, and the way they did Shelby's deal. They did not eat up a lot of cap space this year. Now, I do expect them to roll over some of their $27 million in cap into next year to help with those bigger cap hits that hit next year. But if they want, they can still go get a potential Eric Wilson. He's a linebacker who was with the Vikings last year. He's still available. It could be a coverage linebacker to help you there. And then really you have zero holes on the defensive side. And also I think the Broncos could roll with Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell this year at inside linebacker. That wouldn't shock me. So I think now the one that's just screaming as the number nine pick is quarterback, especially because they haven't done anything this offseason to fill that hole, whether it's a veteran, whether it's a young guy. They haven't done anything. And a guy that a lot of people were looking at was Marcus Mariota. He's re-signing and redoing his deal with the Raiders, so he's off the board now too.
Well, and the one I thought was interesting too last week, Trubisky going to Buffalo, at least for what, the short term. I mean, but that all but says, hey, no, he's going to be a backup for a year. He's just going to sit back and relax.
Yeah, and only $2.5 million. I mean, I was told that the Broncos weren't interested in him, and that really shows you that the Broncos were not interested in Mitchell Trubisky. One of the very appealing parts about Denver for one of these top-tier quarterbacks in terms of the free agent guys was that they would have an opportunity to start here. And how many other chances are they going to get to start in other places? The Bears apparently told Andy Dalton that he will be the starter there. Maybe he did not get that reassurance from the Broncos, but I also was told the Broncos weren't interested in Andy Dalton. And so that's a selling point for Denver, is you'll have a chance to play, but the Broncos have not gone out and had any interest in these quarterbacks yet.
Wow, very interesting here. So, looking at this side of it, you're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. Zach Wilson, you're going to have to climb. Probably not happening there. Justin Fields, you're going to have to do some climbing. Getting to Trey Lance, Mac Jones territory. What do you think, Zach, as far as quarterbacks go in that Fields, Lance, Jones area? Who do you think fits the Broncos offense more?
Well, I like any of these guys. Any of the top five guys fall at nine. I say you absolutely grab them. And if you really fall in love with one of them, well, then you move up and get them. But I really like all five of these guys. But the way this Broncos team is constructed right now in terms of their defense is ready to go. They don't have their defense locked up for 5 years. This defense right now is only here for 1 year. Now, will they extend some guys like a Bradley Chubb and keep some other guys here for the long term? Yes, they will. But Bryce Callahan's entering the final year of his deal. Kyle Fuller's entering the only year of his deal. Kareem Jackson's entering the only year of his deal. Von Miller is entering the final year of his deal as well. So this defense is ready to go right now. And a Trey Lance is a guy that needs a couple of years to develop and continue his transition to the NFL. Mac Jones is the most pro-ready outside of Trevor Lawrence of any of the five quarterbacks. So if you're talking about a quarterback that makes the most sense for right now, it's Mac Jones.
Wow, interesting on that side. Now, that could be the debate too, right? You have your defense. Whether you do improve on the inside linebacker or not, it does look like a top five defense to me, just on paper, and I know we got a long way to go. Are you better off with a guy that's at least had experience in Drew Lock for, let's just talk about next year, or if you do bring in a Mac Jones, he dukes it out with Drew, wins the job, who knows, there's some growing pains there. Is there that thinking, that thought process where it's like, you know what, if we have this amazing defense, all we have to work on with Drew Lock is just don't turn the ball over, or are they ready to turn the page still, and that might start with this draft?
Yeah, they're still going to add competition for Drew, and that's the biggest thing, is just don't lose the game on offense. But Brady, we saw it too many times last year where Drew was a turnover machine, and so that's why they're going to bring in competition to push him. And really, all the competition is gone on the free agent market. Now, what the Broncos would have to do is either go to the draft, and if you want legitimate competition for Drew, it's going to have to be in the first round, or there's still the option of trading for a quarterback. And the Broncos aren't really in a rush to do that, and other teams aren't in a rush to do that as well until the draft comes around. And so there's a couple of names out there that would make a lot of sense. And the one that makes the most sense in my mind, especially, you said it, not turning the ball over, is Gardner Minshew. This is a guy that has 37 touchdowns to 11 picks in his career. That's the type of ball control that you love to see, and that I think Vic Fangio would really be looking for. Another guy, Sam Darnold. Now, he's had issues just as much as Drew did last year with turnovers. So for me, doesn't make as much sense with a high ceiling. He's only 23 years old. You can put the pieces together to make an argument for that. And then another name that I'm hearing, not the most appealing to me, but is Nick Foles.
Wow, this has been crazy. All right, so on this whole thing, $27 million in cap space, Zach, and the Broncos defense is looking pretty good, bringing them all back here. Is George Payton this damn good, or did it all kind of set up for this year, and the real work really is going to be after the 2021 season?
Well, let's see what he does with quarterback, because if he lands a quarterback that plays well this year, then you got to give him all the credit and the praise. But, I mean, he's really doing everything he can outside of the quarterback position. And, of course, the quarterback is the most hard to find. But look what George Payton's doing. He's sticking by his word. What he told us when he took over, he's going to be aggressive but not reckless, and we've seen that play out here, Brady, with Kareem Jackson. Kareem said, no, I don't want to take a pay cut. I want to play at $13 million this year. And George said, you know what? That's a little too reckless for us. We'll let you test the free agent market, but we would like you back. Well, they bring him back for less than half of that cost just a week after deciding to let him go. And you see that with Kyle Fuller. The Broncos could have traded a draft pick to the Bears when the Bears were trying to shop him, but instead he sat back and said, that would be reckless. I want to let this guy fall to me, see if it happens well, and it did. The Broncos don't have to give up anything. They don't have to take on a big contract. They just get him for $9.5 million. So being aggressive and not reckless has been so key for George Payton. And what have we seen John Elway do over this past decade? We've seen John Elway be very aggressive, and a lot of people would say reckless, on the first day of free agency. George Payton didn't do that. He made one move the first day of free agency in terms of signing guys outside his building.
Yeah, no, he's been very patient, and at least on one side of the ball, things look pretty good. Zach, what are you working on, my man? I know it's like nonstop for you now, pretty much since the season ended. You're just, you know, never stopping. What do you got for us available at DNVR Broncos?
Just following all these moves that George Payton's making, and you know, how it impacts. And one of the things you said was, you know, this could be a top five defense. I think at the floor, it should be a top five defense. I think this should be, you know, top three, if not the best defense in the NFL, because not only are we talking about all of these pieces, which includes, what, three All Pros and two Pro Bowlers there. I mean, nearly half your defense is elite in terms of players, but we're also talking about Vic Fangio. He's one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. So this should be an extremely good defense this year.
Certainly giving Vic Fangio, at least on the defensive side of the ball, the best shot to find some success, save his job. Zach, always appreciate you, my man. And hey, we'll reach you back out as soon as we maybe learn something new, which could be in the next 5 minutes.
Exactly, yeah. George Payton's making it interesting for us. Thanks, Brady.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, one of the good ones there. Okay, so I'll take safety off of this. The Power to Play Sports poll question, go answer it at theholeshow.com. What would you like to see the Broncos do at 9, assuming there's a quarterback there? Quarterback or inside linebacker? Micah Parsons out of Penn State might be there. The guy could be a game changer. So go vote, theholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, we short segment here. That's when you know it was a good chat with Zach Stevens, just trying to keep up with everything. Kareem Jackson is back. Your cornerback situation is loaded. Vaughn's coming back. I would say this defense is looking pretty good. And on the offensive side of the ball, you're not spending a lot of money there. They're all on their rookie contract. So we have a lot to get to there. Good news for Colorado State on the basketball side of things. I'll hit that. And will the Nuggets be buyers when it comes to the trade deadline? Are they looking to make a big move? All that and more coming up next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.